Sí, muchas gracias, señor presidente.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. With respect to agenda item 6, we believe that it is crucial to have a debate taking into consideration the recommendations that emerged from the 2016 experts meeting. We should recall that at this occasion we had discussed the fact whether it was necessary to look into the recommendations relating to technologies in the framework of laws, in the framework of the objectives of the convention. We should also recall that paragraph 4 of these recommendations stated that we would need to take into consideration the different prospects in the context of laws. We also recognized that it was possible that these systems be developed and deployed fairly rapidly. We believe that the characteristics which must be defined and the work to be done is very important. But within the framework of this discussion, it is just as important to identify aspects linked to the implementation of the relevant legal norms of international law, in particular international humanitarian law. We believe that aspects under paragraph 4, under international human rights laws, and responsibility and accountability in the legal and political sphere, as well as ethical and moral issues, the effects on regional and international stability and security, the consequences on the threshold with respect to armed conflict, the arms race, the values and military risks, and the proliferation risks, in particular the proliferation amongst non-state actors and cyber activities and related risks. Well, all of these aspects which I've just mentioned should be taken into consideration when we define the characteristics of these systems. In this context, we believe that in order to analyze any future legal framework, we will need to have a fairly broad definition which would include two aspects. First of all, totally autonomous weapons, which we believe are weapons programmed by humans, but once they are activated, they themselves select targets without any human involvement to accomplish the tasks with which they are entrusted. Secondly, the semi-autonomous weapons, which are programmed by humans to carry out missions assigned to laws independently, but which are under some human supervision for certain functions, including the selection of targets and the striking of targets. We are very concerned about the use of drones, given their different levels of autonomy. We would therefore favor an instrument which would regulate drones as well. We are concerned by the use of these drones in violation of states' sovereignties. The use of drones must be regulated in compliance with international law, in particular international humanitarian law, which must be upheld. We believe that any future regulations on semi-autonomous weapons must include the use of these weapons by non-state actors. Another element we'd like to raise is that the debate should not only focus on the level of autonomy of the system in question, but also on the lethal nature of them. The lethal characteristics must constitute the framework. And for the critical functions, we believe that the target selection and engagement must be regarded as such functions. Now, with respect to meaningful human control for significant functions or critical functions, this control is crucial. Otherwise, these weapons would be used against international law and should be prohibited. We believe that human control must be maintained in the most important aspects of warfare, and that includes anything related to target selection and engagement. Arms cannot replace human judgment in qualitative terms, which is essential in any armed conflict. We believe that in order to reach a decision, human agent involvement is crucial so as to ensure discernment and to uphold the principles of proportionality and distinction when judging a context or when assessing an intent or necessity. And finally, we would like to state that we are prepared to work in an active fashion so as to reach a common understanding in order to have definitions and characteristics which will allow us to launch negotiations as early as possible in order to adopt a new additional protocol to the Convention on Autonomous Lethal Weapons and